bet the bag on myself, you know? I'm not gonna spend my time trying to gather hundreds of you. I'm gonna believe in the power of what God can do with little old me. And I'll lose on that, because it's better to lose trusting God than to win fearing man. You feel me?
Yeah, woke up, glow up, yeah. A lot of y'all still don't know us, so what, yeah. Nothing but saints and no love, get no love, yeah. But ain't dog, that's my bonus, for my quarter.
What's that?
Boy, don't nobody own us, ACA, that's the law, yeah. Spurs down with the ball,
yeah.
Commas way out the calling. Patrick Ewing in the garden, going for my people starving. With no Joneses, generous with my goal, yeah. Boy, don't nobody own us. Squad needed merch, so we bought our own shop. Free is my own hair, but I got it on lock. Count it all off. Count it all off. Excuse me, I'm just trying to trust God. Finished up my lab, bit of dead for the money God sent. Had to write it on the check. Don't nobody own us. Own us.
My favorite holiday of the year, Thanksgiving. I am ready to eat.
I am ready to, you know, watch some football and spend some time. We're going to see how to spend the time with the family, you know, goes because you got the pandemic. But, yeah, man, it's my favorite holiday, bro. So, you know, I'm lit. I'm lit this whole week. This morning. This
Amen.
Morning.
Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to get with my family as well. And we also joined tonight by our broadcast colleague, Tavy So Wavy, in the building. Tavy, you there?
Hey. Yes, I'm
Hey,
here.
What's happening?
Hey.
Oh, I'm chilling right now. I'm ready.
Hey, amen. So did you guys enjoy the KV track, the D-N-O-U?
Man, that track was lit.
It was hot.
I was like, okay. All right. What a way to start off the show.
Again, you guys. Don't nobody tell us what to do on Candid Convos except for ourselves. And we're just here to glorify God through these topics and through the music. And hopefully, if anybody listens to this rebroadcast, that they will experience and be introduced to Christ. That's why we have Candid Convos. So I'm excited on tonight. Marty, you, I know that we got a stacked list of topics, but we also got a stacked list of songs as well. But before we get into the topics, I do want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Ease Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomChic.com. And you guys could definitely check out the links in the description of the show if you listen on the Internet. We want to say thank you and to all of our supporters that have called in on tonight. Thank you for listening, Ms. Starla, and a couple other people that I know personally. But Marty, you got the list.
Yes, sir.
And we got a guest on tonight. So I'm excited on tonight. So tell us, what's the first topic on the docket?
Well, look, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know this candid combos. And you know we just a bunch of friends who like to have candid combos. And we hope that y'all enjoy listening to us have them as much as we enjoy having them. So, look, disclaimer, because last week we forgot to give it. So this week we're going to give a disclaimer. Some of these combos may make you clutch your pearls. Others may make you want to give your life to God. So wherever you find yourself in between, you know, get in where you fit in. But, look, we're going to get into it tonight. We got a special guest, my pastor, Pastor Roxanna Becknell. We're going to basically talk, get into why she's on the show tonight. Because we have a lot of great things coming to KS Radio Network, so y'all stay tuned. But before, without further ado, let's get into it. Let's blast off, Alicia.
You got to give me a second, man. You can't just be saying that out loud like that, man. I wasn't even ready. No, I'm kidding. Here go the blast off effect right here, you guys. Get ready in. I know. I was doing something else. I apologize. I was doing something else. All right, you guys, here it is. The blast off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, y'all. So before we get into our first topic of the night, of course, we want to introduce our guest. Like I said, we have Pastor Roxanna Becknell here with us tonight from the Time to Harvest Ministries on the KS Radio show a week from tonight. Two of the ministry shows, Word from Above and God's View, is going to be broadcasting on KS Radio Network. So y'all be, you know, stick to the page and be looking for those times, because, look, I know Word from Above, she give real good words, and God's View is kind of like Candid Convos, but you can get more words, plus you can laugh. So y'all going to be on the lookout for that. But Pastor Roxanna Becknell, how you feeling tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, we doing good. Say, right. You want to say hey?
Yes, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Alicia. So we also got our co-host, Alicia. Alicia, say what's up.
Pastor Roxanne, hello, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So, Pastor Roxanne, you ready to talk about these topics?
I guess we are.
right.
Whoa, Marty. Hold up, Marty. How you just invite her on the show and we don't give her a round of applause for joining us? Because she could have said no.
Right.
She could have honored our guest, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Where your man is at? I mean, I know Thanksgiving and the turkey's on your mind, but first of all, let's give Pastor Roxanne a round of applause for joining us on Candy Convos tonight. Okay, now we can go into the topic.
I had to add something since my manners was so bad. I had to add, I'm sorry. Look, let's get into the topic tonight. I struggle with what we should talk about first, but I want to know if y'all seen this because I know I seen it, and I'm pretty sure the internet was ablaze about this issue. So let's start off with this one. Man, this week. It was last week. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, held a press conference. And you know us on Candy Convo. When it's election time, we encourage people to vote. Other than that, we ain't really worried about politics. This is all about God's word. But we still talk about current events. And man, we don't know what he's talking about in the press conference. But did y'all see his hair dye was dripping down his cheek. It was dripping. And look, David, I ain't talking about no real hair dye. It was a lot of hair dye. So we're going to start off with Pez Bagnell. Pez Bagnell, do you think people should get these things like hair dye before they go on a press conference, TV, or any of that stuff?
I think that you should check with your stylist to see if it's permanent hair dye or if it's a rinse. Because if it's a rinse, it's going to rinse right out with the sweat and whatever. So I think you should have checked with his stylist first.
Yeah. Baby, did you see it?
I don't even know what the man was talking about. He talked so much foolery.
Me either.
So I don't know. So he was sweating really
atrociously.
So he must have
sweat profusely. He sweat profusely. All right.
Right.
What you thought about it when you saw it?
I'm gonna say I was dying laughing because I was looking like, are you serious? Like, what is that down your? What is going down your face? Like, I can't even focus on what he was talking about. I don't know what he was talking about because I'm focused on what is going on. Like, and then they say hair dye. I'm like, no, that cannot be permanent. Like, because my dad, he has hair dye, he tried to get rid of the gray hairs and stuff, but his don't even, he be in the hot sun forever and he still don't sweat. He don't sweat no hair dye. Like, that's how I know that's not permanent.
You got
like, right.
Now, Lisa, I know me and you talked about this a little bit. And we was dying laughing. So when you seen it, what was your first reaction?
I'm not gonna lie, Marty. When you sent it, I was at work, and I had a drink. And when I read the article, and of course because of the screenshot of Rudy, I spit my water out. I'm glad there wasn't nobody around me, but I spit the water out because I was like, what is this clown doing? I was hollering. I was yelling. It was hilarious. And I'm glad that you sent it to me, and I'm glad that we have it on the Candy Convos on tonight.
Oh, man. Look, this is why you need friends. And I ain't talking about no yes man. I'm talking about people who going to say, hey, Rudy, release it.
Yeah.
That's the thing,
right?
Anybody. He was this man, and he wasn't like. Here's the thing, y'all. He wasn't like. It wasn't like he was talking for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. This man was talking for 20 minutes to the point where it went. It made a chase track. It made a chase track. It connected. You would if you would have looked at it. It's like if you didn't know anybody, you would have thought that it was his facial. That's not bad.
Right.
And nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
Nothing. They were on hush mouth.
Exactly. Pastor, now, have you ever seen anything like that? Like, where your friend or your husband or one of your church?
I'm quiet, Marty, because see, I got my grace. I am trying to plead the fifth, and I'm being very quiet on this one. Taking my stuff.
So you try to be quiet before you be a preacher one day.
See, yeah, that might mean, well, no, I got to check with myself, better know.
Oh, man.
No, that's right.
Have you ever experienced anything like that with one of your friends or something like that?
Who, me?
Actually, I haven't.
No.
I have not.
Wow.
Tavy, at least one?
Yeah.
One experience?
No.
I never
experienced that.
I
can't think of any time, but I would like to think that if I was his friend, I would have, you know, I would have said something. I would have liked to think that I would have said something. Somebody said something.
And a paper towel.
Oh, something, right?
Put him to the side and be like, look, listen, I need you to clean that up real quick. Then you go back out there and speak.
No. So we all go to church, right? So you know how to
right.
Wiping the pastor? Be wiping the pastor's sweat when he's preaching?
Oh, God.
Right.
That's what he,
what?
That's
why
what
didn't
Rudy
he have a rag?
Yeah. Rudy need an armor bearer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Leafield, you agree? Rudy,
I do agree. I do agree. 100%.
Because
you need somebody. Secret service man, somebody.
Yeah.
Look, y'all know we have funny conversations on this show. And we got a lot more music and we got a lot more funny conversations coming up. And we're going to get into the next topic before we get to some music. But y'all, another story that I seen was this guy in the Philippines.
Oh,
he was just chilling in his puppy, okay? He's chilling in his living room, you know, just chilling. And a meteorite fell through with a meteorite, and it's a small chunk of rock fell through his roof, right? Fell through his roof, you see it, and he's like, oh man, this ain't no regular rock. Hmm. So, for some reason, this man decides, let me find out how much it's worth. Can you believe that when he went to find out how much it worth, they told him it was worth $2 million? $2 million. So this man became an overnight millionaire. Leafio, what you think?
Bro, I wish it was me. I wish it was me. That's all I can say. I wish it was me.
I think we all wish that.
Yes.
Save me,
Lord.
You the pass out,
Oh, what? I was like, oh, my God. I would have a whole heart attack. Somebody would have to pick me up off of this flow. Like, seriously, like, fan me or something.
Oh, man. All right. So, pass back now. Sitting in the living room, watching Netflix, right? Netflix and the chill. Meteorite crashed through your living room, right? $2 million. What's the first thing you're doing?
Well, I mean, what I have to bring it to somewhere to get it appraised, right? So
once
I get to that particular point, I guess I would probably slap the man first because I wouldn't believe him. I slap me, but then you might be fighting or something. But anyway, but.
I'll be in disbelief,
for real.
Oh, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I'll probably be.
Lisa, what's the first thing you buy, man?
The first thing I'm buying, bro, you already know. I'm buying me and Tristan matching Lamborghinis.
Well, I knew you was going to say
that. You already know. What color?
Tristan can't even drive yet. Tristan is three. He can't even spell driver's license. But I'm going to buy me and him matching Lamborghini. And then I'm going to pull up to you in St. Louis. And I'm going to give you a couple dollars so you can go out and do something special for you and your family. So, yeah, I'm just saying. I might pull up with a third Lamborghini. I don't know. But, yeah, definitely Lamborghini. Definitely.
Don't get me one.
Baby, first thing you buy. $2 million.
Oh man, hard is hard. I know I'm getting me a car. Right. I know that for a fact. But also, I'm getting me a house. Ooh, I'm gonna pay down on a house. Like, I'm gonna get my own acre. I'm also gonna build that shelter so that my mom said she wanted, and also like a nursing. So for the people,
wait,
you know,
wait a
who
minute.
Got
he said the first thing. You going to spend all of it at the same time, Tavie?
Yeah. I don't even know which way to go. It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be lit. Yeah.
Lord,
no.
Okay, so if y'all keeping score at home, that Alicio going to buy matching Lamborghini, Tavie going to buy a host of bevy of things. You can't. She can't even stick to the room. She's going to buy so much stuff. And Pastor Becknell's going to get in a fight with a man. I don't know why that was.
You're
supposed to be a pastor. You're going to lay hands on a man not in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, man, don't hold on. Yeah, man, hold it on. Make sure I don't.
Okay.
Next
time. I don't blame us.
So the first thing I would buy, I ain't as bougie as y'all. You know, first thing I call my wife and bring her to Wendy's and buy a 4-for-4.
Oh, wow.
Buy a 4-for-4.
You can
that's
buy.
Yeah, I buy her a 4-for-4 because.
No, you can buy Wendy's.
Well, yeah, I could buy me a Wendy's, but I mean, literally, I'm gonna buy me a 4-for-4. I'm gonna buy me a 4-for-4. Just humble, just to humble because that, you know, I used to work at Wendy's, so I'm gonna wanna try to immediately stop myself from getting big headed. So I'm gonna go to Wendy's. But to be honest with y'all, when I heard this story, I started looking at my roof like, come on Jesus, come on now. I know if you did it for him, you'll do it for me, oh God. I started singing songs that deals with, you know, stuff coming from the ground. I started, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. I started doing everything. I started speaking tongues to the roof. I was like, come on, Jesus, let this meteorite come down right now.
I know, that's right.
I started praying fervently. But as you know, I'm still not a millionaire, so nothing.
But that's what I want to buy
in due time.
What you want to buy, Pastor?
Purple Corvette.
A Corvette?
Ooh.
My purple.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Okay. I know that's right.
Yeah, that's on top of it.
Yeah.
Leo, I think she got you beat with the purple Corvette, man.
You don't know what color mine's gonna be or what wrap I'ma choose.
Oh, all right.
But
then again,
the doors that go up, you can't beat that. The doors that go up, you can't beat that. I'm just saying.
That's true. Well, I think we all can agree that whoever gets the $2 million first, you gotta buy me a 4-for-4. You gotta buy Tavie a whole lot of stuff. And you gotta buy Pastor Becknell a purple Corvette, and you gotta buy Licio matching Lamborghini. So if you listening to this right now, you happen to get $2 million, hit us up.
Nah.
Because we got some things you want. All right, come bless us. Oh, shout da 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 da. Come bless us in our lives. Okay?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we acting up, man. That's why I love Tuesday. Don't you love Tuesday?
Faculty.
I love Tuesday, man. Look, so look, yeah. We gonna keep it going. Lisa, we got some music, man.
Bro, you already know we got some music, man. I got something exclusive from 2015 in Q. The homies Faith Gang got this song called Leaning, and you, I, Tavy, and Pastor Roxanne can all agree that in 2020 we need to lean a little more on Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track here. It's Faith Gang with Leaning right here on Candy Combos. Keep it locked, y'all. We got some more music in Q from Flyboy, Lord Shalom, and some Michelle Lee. So keep it locked, you guys. Here is Leaning right here on Candy Combos. Check it out.
Company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right, you guys, we do want to give a big shout-out to Overcome Apparel for also sponsoring tonight's show. Our guest tonight is Pastor Roxanne, and I know that the homie Martyr the Greatest is here. I know that Tavy is here, and we're going to go ahead and get into this interview with Pastor Roxanne. So So, Marty, I believe you have the first question, and I'm ready.
Yes. So, Pastor Roxanna Becknell, of course, you have decided to partner with the KS Radio Network to have Words, your show, Words from Above, and your church show, God's View, to air on the KS Radio Network. Can you tell us why you made that decision to partner with the KS Radio Network?
It's time to get a new thing, a new idea, a new feel, a different audience, just to bring in the word to the masses. So basically, yeah. That's why we kind of went in and chimed in with you guys.
Understand. Well, could you tell us about Words from Above first, the Words from Above show first?
Words from Above came out of an idea about 5 years ago. I was doing a show, doing the same show on another radio station. And the name came from my other minister who decided, I said, I need a name for the show. And he said, well, the Lord is above. And I said, yeah, it's about the word. So we just named it Word from Above. And so I would find myself just meditating just with God alone to get the messages. And so which kind of streamed in another relationship between me and God, and it strengthened my faith even more than just the little typical mustard seed size faith that everybody has. And so I've gotten way beyond that now because of just the season that we're in and the dispensation that we're in. So it's time for a new, fresh idea on the word because of fresh fire that we have to look for in God. And so Word from Above is what it is, Word from Above.
Yeah. So this will be my last question, and I'm going to toss it over to Alicia. But how is God's View, similar to Words from Above, and how does it differ from Words from Above? Why would some people look forward to, watching in the two shows, and how they're going to be different from each other?
Well, God's View is a little bit different, maybe a lot different as far as I'm concerned, because it carries off not just my view of things, but God's view and another person's view of what things that God's view is, because we try to pull from above to get the answers when it's time to need it. Plus, it's a little structured because we have material that we do cover. Whereas word from above is more me in tune with the Holy Spirit and giving a message from that point, from my, which is me and God. But the other involved questions, if someone wants to text in, they can text in and we can answer if we have time to, and things that of that nature. So they kind of similar because it's still coming from above, because I know after both shows, I'm literally tired, like I didn't preach the whole sermon.
Wow.
Because you're not just getting the word from just reading it. You're getting the word from the Holy Spirit unction. And that's the main thing.
Wow. I can't wait. I can't wait. Lisa, what you got?
So my question is, what makes Words from Above? Actually, what's your vision for Words from Above? Do you want to partner with, like, other radio platforms? Like, what's your vision?
If I knew what God knew, I would know. I just follow him. That's really hard to say because I just move when he moves, just like that. So the vision for me, is to take it as to every jungle, every crevice, everywhere that the word will go. And that's the vision for Word from Above. That's always been my vision for that.
Amen. I can dig it. A lot of us have a specific word from the Lord or something that God has shown us, but we hinder ourselves and we drag our feet when it comes to the vision that God has given us. So that's why I asked you,
right,
what was your vision for the show? Tavy, do you have any questions for Pastor Roxanne?
Ooh, you kind of took my question, but you took my question right out of my mouth. Like, no. But yeah, I'm trying to see what I can ask. So
I mean, this is something that we want to do for the people of God. So go ahead.
Okay. I think I may have one. All right, so Pastor, like I know that you got, you know, the view for the show and you answered that question. Like, what else do you see for that the show as well, other than, you know, the view? The show, will there be like I know it's gonna be like prayers and so and. People coming on the show as well?
Yeah, we've had some guests that came in, some authors. We've had, you know, we've done a mukbang, you know, we haven't aired it yet, but we have a mukbang that we've done that we want to air also and want to do more like that to kind of give it a different flair for what, you know, younger people want to see,
right,
not so much the older crowd, because I might be a person that has some age, but I'm not a person I'm not old. I don't know nothing in that book that baptized him, so.
Right. I hear you.
But that's a wrap. So, you know, and so my thing is to keep it relevant for everybody.
Yeah.
So, and to hear ideas of everybody. So, what we've done is just a mixture of a lot of things. So, it's not just going to be for, you know, old crowd or younger crowd. It's going to be for everybody. Because I want to reach everybody. I want to reach every color. So, that's where we go.
Man.
That's awesome. I got to listen in for that.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Look. So, we are proud to have you on the KS Radio Network family. We believe the network is going to build bigger and greater under the direction of our brother, our leader, Alicia J. Torres. I like to call him KS Listen. And he have an awesome team helping him out. And, of course, you know that a leader can't do anything without an awesome team. So we are so glad to have, you know, the Time to Harvest Ministries and specifically you, Pastor Roxanne Becknell, part of the KS Radio Network. But are y'all ready to get back in the topic? Y'all ready to be?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ready to have
Let's go.
Let's go.
So, how can I say this? So, we all know it's Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
Right.
And we are dealing with that Rona, right? We all can't escape it. It's everywhere we see, everywhere we go. Gotta wear a mask. Gotta, you know, keep social distance. You know, you gotta, you know, use sanitize your hands. So, I remember when we started this, they had, like, you know, they were changing the rules, like, oh, don't wear a mask. Okay, now wear a mask. Oh, you know, stay 6 feet apart. Okay, in the indoors, being 6 feet apart ain't gonna even matter. Right? So,
right.
Now another one of those guidelines that we went by, which, you know, we thought that older, you know, it mostly killed older people, or it mostly really harm older people and with people with underlying conditions. Well, R&B singer Jeremiah is 33 years old, and he's in the ICU right now, and he has no underlying condition, and for all intentional purposes, he's young as young can be, and he's in the ICU right now struggling with his life. Your thoughts, Pastor Roxanne?
Why I gotta go first? far as what, Marty? Which way are we going with this?
I mean, your thoughts about, you know,
the information with this virus, how we can't get a handle on it. It's just they telling us stuff, and then the virus is just like, nope, that's not it either. You know.
I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna try and keep it where we don't get in trouble. I think people should start taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Getting more wisdom of what God has for them to know about what's happening in the world, that shift has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because the government gonna tell you different things. So
yeah.
You have to be leery of that. So you have to have your mindset on the kingdom so that God can give you and feed you what needs to be done for us, protecting yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are not hearing from God like they should, because one, they don't know how to pray correctly because they pray in a mist. And when we pray in a mist, that means that their relationship is off.
Because if you don't have a
relationship right with God, then guess what? Your prayer is not going to be answered. I don't care how long you pray. It's loud.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, as far as this virus, it's a governmental thing. So we need to understand generational things, that how the government works. And I think
that's
where we are. And I think people need to self-examine themselves and say, okay, look, I got to take care of myself because the government not. And it never was the best thing to do in the first place. God gave you the name. So you just need to handle the business.
Well, man, you took us to church for a second.
Okay.
David, help us make sense of all of this. Like, I mean, it, we can't get a handle on it. Everything they say it is, the next week is not anymore. Like, what you think about it?
Yeah, my thing is, there's some miscommunications going on. And that's why, even if they're saying, oh, do it, don't do it, I'm going to do what I know I need to do, which is keep myself safe. Because you can catch that at any time. And regardless of what they're saying, like, no, like, I have to keep myself safe. I don't need that right now because, you know, I got so much on the line. You know, I want to do God's work. So I don't want to be in no hospital. You know,
yeah.
I'd rather be out there helping people with my mask on, you know,
and
not trying to take a risk and end up losing my life so soon, you know? We really have to be focused on that. And like she said, we really got to be really close to God as also, you know, because you never know what can happen, you know? And just really, y'all got to keep washing your hands constantly, okay? It doesn't stop there even in the house. That's another thing, sanitize.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that easy. It's just that simple. So everybody just got to keep that in their mind, you know, and then you'll be okay and just believe that.
Yeah. We see y'all. I mean.
Well, Tavy summed it all up. We can say goodnight, y'all. She took everybody's words, everybody's thoughts, and she put them out there. So I don't have anything to say. Tavy took my answer and my response.
It's all for stop.
You got to.
Took everybody's response. Even the caller's response. She took everybody's response. People that's listening live on the internet link, people that's listening live on the phone, she took everybody's response and she summed it all up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Amen.
I mean, all I can say is I knew there was no way they could get a handle on it. And I'm just going to tell y'all this story because this way it got real for me. There was this guy, I'm 32 years old, and there was this guy who, months back, who was 32 years old, and he had a daughter who was 8 years old, and he had a little toddler who was 8 months old, and he died from COVID-19. So at the same time that he died from COVID-19, I'm 32 years old, and at that time, I had a daughter who was 8 years old. And I had a daughter who was 8 months years old. So I realized that could be you. That could definitely be you. So that's when I was already taking it serious. That's when I started taking it even more serious. And I add some on to what Pastor Roxana Becknell, one of the scriptures that came to mind is God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us the power and a strong mind. So the fact of the matter is you have to use your power to use your strong mind and know that, you know, you can't just focus on what the government says. You got to get closer to God.
Right.
When
right.
God tells me to do this,
mm-hmm.
mask up. Wash your hands, which I already been washing my hands like crazy beforehand. But this is just
okay. Right.
And just use wisdom. Use wisdom, and I think that's the problem is that we are lacking we lack in wisdom, and wisdom is connected to vision. The Bible said, "My people perish for lack of vision." So
mm-hmm.
we just got to get wisdom. That's all I gotta say about it. That's, I mean, I think I feel good with these things tonight. Don't y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on three times. I feel good. Lisa, how do you feel about
yeah.
the topic?
I feel good, but honestly, I wanted to take another music break because the callers are looking for some more music and more questions with our guest, Pastor Roxanne. So we do want to thank Glory Shalom and ShalomSheet.com for sponsoring tonight's show. If you are looking for something for the fall, men, if you look for something very flashy, very affordable for your wife during this holiday season, head on over to ShalomSheet.com, which is an online fashion boutique for women with all affordable prices. Every order comes with free shipping, and now Glory Shalom is also offering gift cards as well. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and shop today. You guys, we are going to go ahead and get into one of Glory Shalom's songs called Stayed on Me, because we need God to stay with us, on us, around us, and for us during this pandemic, during the year 2020 and the years to come. Amen. So here's Glory Shalom with Stayed on Me. Check it out.
No more. keep your mind at ease. Keep it stayed on me. I give perfect peace. Keep it stayed on me. Keep your mind at ease. Keep it stayed on me. I give perfect.
You guys, we are back. That was our dear sister and our sponsor on tonight, Ms. Gloria Shalom, with Stayed On Me. She is an entrepreneur and the founder behind ShalomSheet.com. Definitely check out the links in the description of the show. Our guest tonight is Pastor Roxanne. Tavy So Wavy is in the building, and the homie Marta the Greatest is here. You guys, we're just rocking out, having a good time on tonight on this very chilly Tuesday. November 24th, you guys. Pastor Roxanne, before we let you go, we want our listeners to be in tune with you, with every move you make that God has instructed. So how can people, how can the listeners follow you on social media?
Well, right now I'm on my page, my Facebook page on Sundays at 11:30. We come on, even though we started at 11 o'clock. And that's on my page, Roxanna Becknell. And then on ATTHM, let me say it slow like Marty says, ATTHM.com on our website. And then the church has their A Time to Harvest Ministries Facebook page also. So soon, you know, be there on YouTube also.
Amen. And what's the YouTube channel so we can subscribe?
No, that's Marty's job. See, that's my department.
YouTube is Time to Harvest Ministries as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm the Harvest Ministries.
Department, I stay right in my lane. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, with a few more minutes left into the show, you guys want to say thank you for joining us tonight. Starla, Glory, I believe Christina is on the line as well. Thank you for all of our listeners and supporters and also our sponsors on tonight. Tavy, do you have any last remarks?
Yes, I want to say thank you to everybody who was listening in. I appreciate y'all joining in. And, you know, you probably was laughing with us or so because, like Marty said, yo, y'all probably like, oh. But I love all y'all, like, and especially the pastor for coming on and being a guest. Like, she's amazing. So, yeah.
Glad.
Amen. And since Pastor, you are a guest, do you have any last remarks as well?
I just want to thank you all for having me on tonight. And it's been a minute since I've been on radio live. But I've had fun tonight, especially the topics. Then I want to thank the listeners also and hope that everybody follows all of us and supports one another.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. And, Marty, I'm going to leave you with the last remarks, bro.
Well, y'all know what it is, man. We appreciate y'all all listening. We appreciate Pastor Roxanna Becknell coming on the show. And you fit right in. had us laughing. So we have people who come on and they share their opinion, but we normally don't have guests who engage in our goofiness. So it was a nice change of pace to be as goofy as we were. So we appreciate you for that. Everyone who's listening, we thank y'all for listening. We don't take it lightly. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday. Keep it locked, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So basically, keep it locked. And look, man, we just friends who like having candy combos, and we hope that y'all enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoy having it. And look, we're going to be here once again next week having these same candy combos. So until then, make sure you pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. Back to you, Lisa.
Hey, man, you guys, the last song of the night again. You guys know that I'm the host of the KS Radio Show, so you can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter. And I also have a radio show, a radio interview with the homie E-Mac the Great from Indiana this Friday, which is in, what, 2 or 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely want to tune in. And I'm booked up every Friday until April, but you guys already know that. You guys are going to close out the show with Brody Da Vinci, okay. A brand-new song that we'll be dropping on Friday, along with the lyric video. Shout out to the homie Brody Da Vinci that just turned a father.
Hey.
Happy belated Father's Day to him and his fiance Hannah. And you guys, this is my year, because even though 2020 has been a rough year for all of us, this is still your time.
Yeah.
This is still your season.
Amen.
This is still your
Amen.
Year. And shout out to Queeze Music and BRM on this feature track. Here's my year. You guys definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow Pastor Roxanna everywhere and like her pages as well. And if you need any more information, don't inbox me, inbox Marty. Yeah. You deserve that one, bro. So we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. Here's Brody Da Vinci with my year. You guys, much love, peace, and God bless. And like Marty said, don't be afraid to have candy combos. God bless and good night.
But truth being told, though, I never could hide them.
No.
If you're faking my God base, I'll see you Poseidon. Satan gon' trump is elect like we Biden. I got the filthiest rags I abide in. Don't know the timing, there's no better timing. Yeah, my vision is clear. 2020 been a heck of a year. The king had to take all the heat from that fiery lake, showing he fighting for us cavalier. By the book, it's all a fact. And we like Sunday service, never cap. I be chasing doors back, I got the map. Stomping on snake and Satan Diamondback. This is my calendar, the challenger. Came with the caliber, his caliber was on my side, so they never prosper. Ephesians 6, for I'm in the armor. Covered in blood, never in fear. Make them the sinner like Eric Dampier. We've been in quarantine, all in the mask for a minute, but I'm gonna make it my year.
Face in the dirt, pain and the hurt. Found in my tears, hope I'm going to God. My doubts feeling grand, faith growing stronger. I'm seeing real clear, 2020 vision to share. This my year, this my year, this my year.
Pulling me close like a magnet. 2020, oh, we have. But Lucas did not get it, but I'm a man. Flying off to a new world, I'm a lad. Yeah, no monkeying around like a boo. I'm here to go off in the booth. Let me go tell you the truth. I am not here to take L's, I will not lose. Nope, yeah, I feel like we walking a tightrope. Giving you up when I write, go. Winning this game like I might go. Jordan with the tongue wagging. MJ, man, I ain't bragging. God with me, I'm still
second amendment of blessing.